And welcome back to In Focus here on News Radio KMAN. Here with Manhattan City Manager Ron Beer, Manhattan Mayor Linda Morse. All right, got a few phone calls. 75-537-1350 is the number to call. And Mary, you got something you want to tell us?
Well, I just want to talk about the bridge.
Yeah, let's do that.
Just briefly. You know, we all remember the traffic congestion some years ago when the need was there to go from US 24 east of town from two lane to four lane, and what a difference it made. And recently, just I've been trying to experience what the Blue Township and Wamego residents are experiencing when they come and go from our community to work and children. And it's getting to crisis stage again. And Dee McKee has been a crusader with regard to the Marlatt Bridge. And I have some sympathy with her position, and I actually would support a bridge. My problem is the money, and that's Dee's problem, too. It's all of our problem. It's not just...
They're not cheap.
They're not cheap. And, you know, it matters where you put it. And Blue Township, if Blue Township is the growth area for the Manhattan community, then we have to really think about how we're going to do this. And I really do support, as a first step, the location. Where would we put the bridge? Because everything will follow that decision. And we may call it something else. Might not be the Marlatt Bridge. We might call it something else. So that's a critical decision that we're getting involved in and helping to fund that preliminary location study, they call it. And I just wanted to speak to that because I do understand just the consternation of the people who have to who have that commute.
Dave Lewis on the other side of glass. Dave, do you have a thought?
A quick question, because, you know, this subject came up, you know, during my time when I was on the county commission. And funding, obviously, is the primary aspect of this. But my question is a little bit different. Isn't it about time for Blue Township to become a municipality in its own, or at least be annexed by the city of Manhattan? There's many services that are being provided there already. You have thousands of people there that may or may not get the same services. Is it time to start thinking about that once again?
Well, so, I just know that we've been extending services there as if they were practically Manhattan. Water and wastewater are critical to the survival of any community long term. And if we don't, and we have been. Ron has, I think, worked with Pottawatomie County very carefully. You know, in past years, if you even said the word annex in Blue Township, there was resistance.
You'd be burned in effigy.
Burned at the stake. And so I think Manhattan, and Ron will probably speak to this better than but I think we've been very careful not to just to respond when they come and want our services. We work with them, but an aggressive move would be probably hard, as you said.
And maybe the answer is not necessarily in, you know, annexing it into the city of Manhattan, but maybe doing something like what Hutchinson did, and have a south. They have a South Hutchinson, and you have an East Manhattan, or you know, Blue City or something. I don't know.
Yeah,
I mean, you can't go red and blue here. I know. I mean, yeah, that would be wrong in so many levels.
Oh, but we're all purple.
So the issue, and actually the commission is one of their goals, is to look at a services plan for that area. As the mayor indicated, we have extended our utilities there and our wholesaling service to the primary area, both on the wastewater side. Which you know, that was the first service that was done because their small package plant was inadequate to serve the growth that was occurring there, and we have a regional system, and it made sense to do that. And so that's been going on for some time. And then more recently, the opportunity was to wholesale water to the Rural Water District, which is its own governmental entity. that exists there, and they provide the primary water service for most of it, although the Timber Creek area is a separate water that the county, Pottawatomie County Commission, actually developed. So there's a lot of intricacies there, but one of the things that we wanted to emphasize with the Rural Water District at the time was that they were originally going to build a 250,000 gallon tank, and we strongly suggested that they build a 1 million gallon tank for the future, because one of the requests we're getting these development clusters out there of commercial area that are wanting better fire service and better fire flows, and a lot of the infrastructure out there is lacking in that capacity. So, and actually that 1 million gallon water tank serves as a water tank for us for the future. So if we had a big fire, it gives us volume that we could backfeed into our system as well.
We do have another phone call. Caller, you're on In Focus. Go ahead.
Yeah, good morning. I want to give you a little bit of history. You're talking about this bridge, about 24 Highway. Excuse me. 2440 Highway used to come through Manhattan and split at 17th and Points, go north on Anderson, and 24 went west to Keats, and 40 went south or left to Junction City. Now, I have a documentation in my hand right now. They've been talking about doing something with 24 Highway in Manhattan area since 1945. Actually, this letter is dated April 23rd, 1945. It's signed by the gentleman that wrote it, is R.C. Keeling, state highway engineer. At that point, they were planning on bringing 24 Highway off of the Blue River Bridge, the old steel bridge, bringing it across in front of the waterworks, the existing waterworks at that time, the big stone building, bringing up Bertrand Street, crossing, angled across towards the top of the campus, and then on west to Keats. So that's been going on a long time, and we think this is just a brand new problem. Been working on it since 45. And I keep saying this bridge that you're talking about over the river on either the Giana Bridge or Marlatt, more will be said than done on that. When it's all said and done, there'll be more said than done. There's no money. You just pointed that out. And I don't know why we don't quit talking about it. At one time, there was a suggestion made, bring 24 Highway in, come up McCall Road, and miss all that Bluemont stuff. Well, one of the commissioners, this is no longer a commissioner, but still in the area, oh, no, we can't do that. Well, that would have been relieved all that down there by the mall and on the Bluemont and Leavenworth and McCall Road. So anyway, we need to start looking at the past and maybe thinking that, well, what are we going to do in the future? I'll hang up and listen to your comments and appreciate everything you're doing, but we need to not have so many feasibility studies, and let's just get down to brass tacks.
A lot of history there.
A lot of history, and appreciate the history lesson and aspects, and obviously all of those state highways have evolved into different alignments and jurisdictions, and then that's part of the issue is the multiple jurisdictions that we have relative to a couple of county governments, a state government, and a local government that are trying to figure out what's best. We also have created the Metropolitan Planning Organization, which because of our size, we were actually mandated to. And so you have other partners that are involved in that process. And
is that mandate at the state level?
It is. And, okay. And actually at the federal level as well.
Okay.
Once you become 50,000, that triggers that planning process. And so it looks at what type of transportation improvements makes sense for your community, and it's had its own share of studies, and the Bluetooth being the more recent one, which showed some really good patterns for a fairly long duration of several months, traffic habits, both from a commuter to shopping to everything else, and as those type of things evolve, we'll continue to explore those. And some of those decisions are pretty strong as to where you take that alignment. You know, is the purpose of the transportation for people to pass through? Is it farm to market? Is it a corridor for folks who don't live here to commute to work here. It's all of those things. And so you really have to analyze what might be the best in the long run. And that's certainly the challenge. And when you have multiple jurisdictions involved in that decision-making process, it tends to take some time.
It does. Mayor, any thoughts?
It's going to require collaboration and partnerships, but it's like with, you could call it any real estate decision, location, location, location. And so that's the first piece of the puzzle, it seems to me. And, the federal funding parameters are changing every month, I think. And so when we actually get our ducks in a row, then we'll see what the funding solutions are at the time. But it is going to take a real, quote, partnership.
And a lot of moving parts. A lot of moving parts. Let's go ahead and take our second break of the hour. We'll come back and talk more City of Manhattan issues with City Manager Ron Feer and Mayor Linda Morris right here on In Focus on News Radio KMAN.
KMAN Morning News brought to you by Manhattan Appliance and Sleep Source. Your appliance.